Shalom, everybody, and welcome to the Hebraic Heritage Ministries Yeshiva Discipleship Program. I'm Hebraic Roots teacher Eddie Chumney, and today's lesson is entitled, What is Torah? And this is part two. Now, in studying the Torah, we must remember and understand that our salvation is by faith through grace. Our salvation is faith and grace. That is how we are saved. So, in Romans chapter 3 and verse 20, it says, Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. Romans chapter 3 and verse 28. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the Torah. Continuing and looking at this, in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 16, it says, Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the Torah, but by the faith of Yeshua HaMashiach. For by the works of the Torah shall no flesh be justified. Galatians chapter 3 verse 11. But that no man is justified by the Torah in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And then Philippians chapter 3 and verse 9, And being found in him, not having my own righteousness, but that which is through the faith of Messiah, the righteousness which is of God by faith. So we are saved by grace through faith, and we are to express our salvation by grace through faith by following the Torah of Yeshua. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Romans chapter 3 verse 31, Do we make void or do we do away with the Torah because we're saved by grace through faith? Paul answers the question, God forbid, we establish the Torah. So, Yahweh shows His grace or His mercy to those who seek to follow His Torah. Exodus chapter 20, verse 6, In showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Psalm 103, verse 17, But the mercy of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting. Psalm 103, verse 18, To such as keep His covenant and to those that remember His commandments to do them is His mercy from everlasting to everlasting. In Psalm 119 verse 29 it is written, Grant me your Torah graciously. In Proverbs chapter 31 verse 26 it is written, She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the Torah of kindness. Following Torah is the right way that we are to live our lives. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 8. In what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments, so righteous as all this Torah which I set before you this day? Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25, And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before Yahweh our Elohim as He has commanded us. Those that follow His Torah will be justified before Yahweh. Romans chapter 2, verse 13, For not the hearers of the Torah are just before God, but the doers of the Torah shall be justified. So, we are saved by grace through faith. And after we're saved by grace through faith, we are to express our salvation by following the Torah of Yeshua. And the reason is that Yeshua is the goal or the aim or the target of the Torah. Romans chapter 10, verse 4, in the King James says, For Christ is the end of the Torah, implying that he's done away with it. But the word end is the Greek word telos. It's the Strong's number 5056. And the word telos means to set out for a definite point or goal. It means to aim for something. It means the purpose of something. So this really should be understood that Messiah is the goal or the aim or the purpose of which the Torah aims. That is because the Torah is written about Yeshua. Luke chapter 24, verse 44, he said to them, all things must be fulfilled which were written in the Torah of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. In John chapter 1, verse 45, Philip found Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses and the Torah and the prophets did write, Yeshua of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. In John chapter 5, verse 46, Yeshua said, had you believed Moses or believed what was written in the Torah, you would believe in me, for the Torah or Moses wrote of me. In Acts chapter 28, verse 23, Paul testifies that he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Yeshua, both out of the Torah of Moses and out of the prophets. Yeshua kept the Torah. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, Yeshua said, do not think that I've come to destroy the Torah, which means to correctly interpret and apply it. Don't think that I've come to incorrectly interpret the Torah. That means to destroy the Torah. But I've come to fulfill it, which means to correctly interpret it. A false witness says that Yeshua changed following the Torah. In Acts chapter 6, verse 9, 11, 13, and 14, it is written, then there arose certain of the synagogue disputing with Stephen. Then they suborned men, which said, we've heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God. And they set up false witnesses. So when we're being told that we have false witnesses, what's the probability in telling us we have false witnesses that they're going to tell the truth? Not very good. So we're told that false witnesses were set up, and this is what the false witnesses said. So what they're going to be saying is a false witness man ceases not to speak blasphemous words against the Torah, for we have heard him say that this Yeshua of Nazareth will change the customs which Moses delivered us. So the false witnesses were stating that Yeshua was going to change the Torah. And so Yeshua did not come to do away with the Torah. He came to show us how to live and walk it out. Yeshua himself is the lawgiver. In James chapter 4, verse 12, it says, there is one lawgiver who is able to save. The one that's able to save, who is Yeshua the Messiah, the one that saves is the lawgiver. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 22, for Yahweh is our judge, Yahweh is our lawgiver, Yahweh is our king, he will save us. The one that saves us, who is Yeshua the Messiah, is the one that is our lawgiver, he's the one that is our king, and he's the one that is the judge of the whole earth, and we all are going to appear before the judgment seat of Messiah. Right. Yeshua said in John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. When he said these words, he was making a reference to Exodus chapter 20, verse 6, which says, showing mercy to thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Well, who's the one that said, I show mercy to thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments? Exodus chapter 20, verse 2, the one that brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, where it says, I am Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. So it's telling us that Yeshua is the one that brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. He is the lawgiver. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, believers in Yeshua are instructed to walk as he walked, as it is written. He that says he abides in him, or in other words, he that says he's a believer in Yeshua as the Messiah and seeks to follow him in his ways, ought to walk, that means to live your life, even as he walked. So how did Yeshua walk or live his life? He did it by following the Torah. What is the definition of Torah? Torah is the Strong's number 8451, and it comes from the Hebrew word Yerah. Yerah is the Strong's number 3384. So Torah comes from the root meaning of Yerah, and Yerah means to teach or to instruct. It means to lay a foundation. It means to point out as aiming the finger. So Torah means teaching or instruction that you point out or you demonstrate or you show to somebody else. Now, there are four primary levels of a Torah understanding. And the fourth level is what's called the sod level. And the sod level is the spiritual meaning. It is the heart meaning of the text. And what we're going to do now is we're going to look at the Hebrew word Torah in a sod meaning of Torah. And we're going to look at the Hebrew letters for the word Torah, and we're going to get a sod meaning by looking at the pictograph meaning of the Hebrew letters. And we're going to do it by reading from left to right and giving our pictograph understanding. So the He in Torah, the pictograph meaning means lo, behold, or that which is coming. Resh means the head of something or the first of something. And in the biblical family that the God of Israel set up, the head of the family is the father or the man. Then we have the Vav, and the Vav means a nail or a peg. And then we have the Tav, and the Tav means a mark, a sign, a covenant. And it was pictographically represented by a plus sign, or you might perhaps say a cross. So let's apply this pictograph understanding, reading the word Torah from left to right, and see what the sod level meaning tells us of what Torah is. Torah means, behold, the man nailed to the cross. Torah is understanding the person who was nailed or put upon the cross. So the He can mean behold or what comes from. The Resh means head, and who's the head is the man. And Vav is a nail or a peg. And the Tav is a mark, a sign, a covenant represented by a plus, or you might say a cross. So you also could render that a Torah being read left to right pictorially in Hebrew means what comes from the man who secures or made the covenant. You can also read it that way. So the meaning of Torah is consider and behold the one who made the covenant and who died on the tree. That is knowing and following the Torah. Torah is the way that we walk. Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 3. Many people will go and say, come, and let us go to the mountain of Yahweh, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us His ways, and we will walk in His paths. So what is His way, and how are we to walk? Out of Zion shall go forth the Torah, and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem. So Torah is the way that we should walk. And the word walk in Hebrew is derech. And it's the Strong's number 1870. And derech in Hebrew means a way, a journey, a path, a direction. It means a course of life. And the Hebrew word for walk, it's the Strong's number 1980, it is halak. And halak means to go, to walk, a course of life. And so the Hebrew words for way and walk, which is derek and halak, means a lifestyle. So Torah is a way that we walk, so it is a lifestyle that we are to live. And the undefiled, or the Hebrew word is tamim, it's the Strong's number 8549, which means those who are whole, complete, or spiritually mature, according to Psalm 119, verse 1, they walk in the Torah. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the Torah of Yahweh. Fearing Yahweh is following His Torah. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 19, that he may learn to fear Yahweh his Elohim. And what is fearing Yahweh your Elohim? Keeping all the words of this Torah and these statutes to do them. Fearing Yahweh is following his Torah. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 12. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and your stranger that is within your gates, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear Yahweh your Elohim, and observe to do all the words of this Torah. Fearing Yahweh, which we've now seen as following His Torah, is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 33. The fear of Yahweh is the instruction of wisdom. Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and good understanding have all they that do His commandments. So fearing Yahweh is following His Torah, and following His Torah is wisdom and understanding. 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 7 and verse 12. David said to Solomon, only Yahweh give you wisdom and understanding that you may keep the Torah of Yahweh your Elohim. Psalm 119, verse 34. Give me understanding and I will keep your Torah. The Torah is not only wisdom and understanding, but the Torah is knowledge. Psalm 119, verse 66. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed your commandments. Malachi chapter 2 and verse 7. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the Torah at his mouth. The Torah is followed by those with understanding, as we can see in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 2 and 3 and verse 8. And Ezra the priest brought the Torah and all that could hear with understanding. And he read therein before the street those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the Torah. So they read in the book in the Torah and caused them to understand the reading. Following Torah is knowledge and understanding, as we can see from Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 28. And the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the porters, the singers, and all they that had separated themselves from the people of the land under the Torah of God, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, everyone having knowledge and having understanding. The Torah are the statutes of Yahweh. Exodus chapter 18, verse 16. When they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one another, and I do make them know the statutes of God and His Torah. The Torah is statutes and judgments. Leviticus 26, verse 46. These are the statutes and judgments in Torah which Yahweh made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. The Torah is light. Psalm 119, verse 105 and verse 130. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. And the entrance of your words give light. So here in Psalm 119, we see the word is a light to my path. And Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23, it is written, for the commandment is a lamp and the Torah is light. The Torah is my judgment and light. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 4. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nations, for a Torah shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. The Torah is Yahweh's commandments. Exodus chapter 16, verse 28. And Yahweh said to Moses, how long do you refuse to keep my commandments? And the Torah is the voice of Yahweh as well as his statutes and his commandments. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 10, it is written, if you will hearken unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the Torah. We can see from Genesis chapter 26, verse 5, that the Torah is my voice, my charge, my commandments, and my statutes. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my Torah. In John chapter 10, verse 27, Yeshua said, my sheep hear my voice. So when he says, my sheep hear my voice, what's he saying? My sheep follow Torah. And I know them, and they follow me. Hearing the voice of Yahweh is giving ear to his commandments. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. And said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes. In Matthew chapter 13, verses 15 and 16, Yeshua says, if you have ears, hear. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, should understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears that they hear. If they have hearing ears, what are they doing? They are listening to the message of Yeshua's Torah and seeking to follow it. The Torah is keeping the statutes, judgments, and testimonies of Yahweh and walking in his way. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 3. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, keep the charge of Yahweh your Elohim to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and his testimonies, as is written in the Torah of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do, and whatsoever you turn yourself to do. Following Torah is the way we should walk, and we are to teach the Torah to others. Exodus chapter 18 and verse 20. And you shall teach them ordinances and Torah, and shall show them the way that they must walk, and the work that they must do. Abraham taught his children Torah. Genesis chapter 18, verse 17 and 19. And Yahweh said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him that they will keep the way of Yahweh. What's the way of Yahweh? Following his Torah. We are to teach our children Yahweh's Torah from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. And these words, which I command you this day, will be in your heart, and you will teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Our children are to walk in the way of the Torah. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 16. Now therefore, O Yahweh Elohim of Israel, keep with your servant David, my father, that which you have promised him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit upon the throne of Israel, yet so that your children take heed to their way to walk in my Torah as you have walked before me. The Torah is to be in our mouth. Exodus chapter 13, verse 9. And it shall be for a sign unto you upon your hand, and for a memorial between your eyes, that Yahweh's Torah may be in your mouth. The Torah is to be read to others. Deuteronomy 11. When all Israel is come to appear before Yahweh your Elohim in the place which he will choose, you shall read this Torah before all Israel in their hearing. The Torah is to be taught to others, as can be seen in Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 11. According to the sentence of the Torah, which they will teach you. Ezra chapter 7, verse 10. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the Torah of Yahweh, to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Yahweh chastens, or instructs and corrects, out of his Torah. Psalm 94, verse 12. Blessed is the man who you chasten, O Yahweh, and teach him out of your Torah. A prophet of Yahweh is one who teaches his people to follow the Torah. 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 13. Yet Yahweh testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets, saying, so this is the message of the prophets. Keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the Torah, which I commanded your fathers, which I sent to you by my servants, the prophets. So a prophet isn't someone who is just able to tell you what's going to happen in the future. A biblical prophet is one who shows the people of Yahweh where they departed from Yahweh and how they need to return to the Torah. We could see this from Malachi chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Remember the Torah of Moses, my servant. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet. What's the message of Elijah the prophet? Remember the Torah of Moses. The Torah is the counsel of Yahweh. Ezekiel in chapter 7, verse 26. The Torah shall perish from the priest in counsel from the ancients. The Torah makes wise the simple. Psalm 19, verse 7. The Torah of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. A wise son follows the Torah. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 7. Whoever keeps the Torah is a wise son. Amen. We are to meditate on the words of the Torah. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the Torah shall not depart out of your mouth, but ye shall meditate therein day and night. We can see how we are to meditate on the words of the Torah from Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Blessed is the man that walks in the Torah of Yahweh, and in his Torah does he meditate day and night. Psalm 119, verse 97. Oh, how I love your Torah! It is my meditation all the day. Amen. We are to be encouraged or have strength to follow the Torah. Joshua chapter 23 and verse 6. Be therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the Torah of Moses. 2 Chronicles chapter 31 verse 4. Moreover, he commanded the people that dwelt in Jerusalem to give the portion of the priests and the Levites that they might be encouraged in the Torah of Yahweh. We are to delight in the Torah. Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the Torah of Yahweh. Psalm 112, verse 1. Praise Yahweh. Blessed is the man that fears Yahweh, that delights greatly in his commandments. The Torah is our inheritance. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 4. Moses commanded us a Torah, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. The Torah contains blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1. It will come to pass when all these things are come upon you, the blessing and the curse. Joshua chapter 8, verse 34. And afterward, he read all the words of the Torah, the blessings and cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the Torah. We can see how the Torah contains blessings for obedience. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 and 2. It will come to pass, if you will hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to observe and to do all these commandments which I command you this day, all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you will hearken unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim. The Torah contains curses for disobedience. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 26. Cursed is he that confirms not all the words of this Torah to do them. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. It will come to pass if you will not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Following Torah is choosing life. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 10. If you will hearken unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the Torah. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. We prosper by following Torah. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7. Only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the Torah which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right or to the left that you may prosper wherever you go. Psalm 37, verse 31. The Torah of his God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. In 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 and 3, it is written, Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, Keep the charge of Yahweh your Elohim and his commandments, as is written in the Torah of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do. The Torah is truth. Psalm 119, verse 142 and verse 151. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your Torah is the truth. You are near, O Yahweh, and all your commandments are truth. Malachi chapter 2, verses 1 and 6. And now, O you priests, this commandment is for you. The Torah of truth was in his mouth. Following the Torah is good, right, and truth. It is seeking Yahweh and being prosperous. 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verse 20 and 21. And thus did Hezekiah that which was good and right and truth before Yahweh his God. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, and in the Torah, and in the commandments, to seek his God, he did it with all of his heart, and he prospered. Following Torah is being spiritually minded. Not following Torah is being carnally minded. Carnally minded is Greek thinking. Carnally minded is I always make a decision according to natural logic. Being spiritually minded is I always make a decision according to what the Torah says even though sometimes it doesn't make logical sense. What's an example of this? When the spies went to spy out the promised land, the logic was there was giants in the land and we can't defeat them. But the covenant of Yahweh that he made was that I will be with you, and because of the covenant you had with me, I will drive out your enemies. In Romans chapter 7, verse 14, it is written, "For we know that the Torah is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold unto sin." Romans chapter 8 and verses 6 and 7. "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it's not subject to the Torah of God, neither indeed can it be. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." The Torah defines or tells us what sin is. Romans chapter 3, verse 20. "For by the Torah is the knowledge of sin." Romans chapter 7, verse 7. "What shall we say then? Is the Torah sin? God forbid." No, it's not. "I had not known sin, but by the Torah. For I had not known lust, except the Torah had said, you shall not covet." 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. "Whoever commits sin transgresses the Torah, for sin is the transgression of the Torah." The Torah determines what is holy and what is profane or unholy. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 26. "Her priests have violated my Torah and have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and the profane, neither have they shown difference between the unclean and the clean." The Torah is the covenant of Yahweh. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. "Now therefore, if you will obey my voice and keep my covenant." Exodus chapter 34, verse 27. "Yahweh said to Moses, write these words, for after the tenor of these words, I've made a covenant with you and with Israel." Psalm 78, verse 10. "They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his Torah." Transgressing the Torah is breaking the covenant. Isaiah 24, verse 5. "The earth is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they've transgressed the Torah, changed the ordinance, and broken the everlasting covenant." Hosea chapter 8, verse 1. "Set the trumpet to your mouth, because they've transgressed my covenant and trespassed against my Torah." We can see how transgressing the Torah is breaking the covenant. From Amos chapter 2 and verse 4, "Thus says Yahweh, for three transgressions of Judah and for four I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they've despised the Torah of Yahweh and not kept his commandments." And once again, 1 John chapter 3 verse 4, sin is the transgression of the Torah. Now a stony heart will not follow the Torah. Zechariah chapter 7 and verses 11 and 12. "They refused to hearken. They pulled away the shoulder. They stopped their ears that they should not hear. They made their hearts as adamant stone, lest they should hear the Torah. In the words which Yahweh of hosts has sent in his spirit by the former prophets, therefore came a great wrath from Yahweh of hosts." The Torah itself is a witness against us if we do not obey it. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 16. Yahweh said to Moses, verse 19, "Now therefore write this song for you to the children of Israel, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel." Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 26. "Take this book of the Torah, put it in the side of the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh your Elohim, that it may be there for a witness against you." We are to do, or we are to follow, the words of the Torah. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. The secret things belong to Yahweh our Elohim, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this Torah. Not following the Torah results in the punishment of Yahweh upon his people. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 19. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, because they've not hearkened to my words, nor to my Torah, but they've rejected it. Daniel chapter 9, verse 11. Yes, all Israel has transgressed your Torah, therefore the curse is poured upon us, because we've sinned against him. Rejecting Torah means you will not be a priest of Yahweh. Now in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 10, it says that the kings and the priests of Yahweh will reign on the earth. By rejecting the Torah, you will not be a priest of his. Malachi chapter 2 verse 7. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the Torah at his mouth. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. What is the knowledge that they lack? Because you've rejected knowledge, I will reject you, and you will not be a priest to me, because you've forgotten the Torah of your God. We can commit Torah sins of ignorance. Numbers chapter 15, verse 29. You shall have one Torah for him that sins through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourns among them. So it's possible for you to sin not even knowing or being aware that you're sinning. Committing one sin is equivalent to breaking the entire Torah. Romans in chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. James chapter 2 and verse 10. For whosoever shall keep the whole Torah but offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Because sin, even if you break one part of it, is the transgression of the Torah. Not all Torah commandments have the same weight. Matthew chapter 5, verse 19. Whosoever therefore will break one of the least commandments and teach men so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever will do and teach them, the same will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 23, verse 23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and you've omitted the weightier issues of the Torah, justice, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done, that is justice, mercy, and faith, while not leaving the other undone, that is paying tithe of mint and anise and cumin. We can see that not all Torah commandments have equal weight. From Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40, where Yeshua was asked, what is the greatest commandment in the Torah? Yeshua said, it is, love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second great commandment, or the second greatest commandment, is similar to it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the Torah and the prophets. In other words, everything is related to loving Yahweh and loving your neighbor. All Torah commandments relate to that somehow. Being without Yahweh is being without his Torah. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 3. Now for a long season Israel had been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without the Torah. Not following Torah is not obeying the voice of Yahweh. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 13. And Yahweh said, because they've forsaken my Torah, which I've set before them, and they've not obeyed my voice. Daniel chapter 9, verses 10 and 11. Neither have we obeyed the voice of Yahweh Elohim to walk in His Torah, and all Israel has transgressed Your Torah, even by departing, that they might not obey Your voice. Forsaking Torah is not walking in the judgments of Yahweh. Psalm 89, verse 30. If His children forsake My Torah and walk not in My judgments. Not following Torah is not obeying the voice of Yahweh and not following His statutes or testimonies. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 23. But they obeyed not Your voice, neither Your Torah, but they've done nothing at all that You commanded them to do. Therefore, You have caused all this evil to come upon them. Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 23. Because you've sinned against Yahweh and you've not obeyed the voice of Yahweh, nor walked in His Torah, nor in His statutes, nor His testimonies. Therefore, this evil has happened upon you as at this day. Not following the Torah is not being obedient and not walking in His ways. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 24. Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not Yahweh, He against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in His ways, neither were they obedient unto His Torah. Not following the Torah is being disobedient and being rebellious toward Yahweh. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 26 and verse 29. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against You and cast Your Torah behind their backs, and testified against them that You might bring them again unto Your Torah, and hearken not unto Your commandments. Isaiah chapter 30, verses 8 and 9. Now go write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that this is a rebellious people that will not hear the Torah of Yahweh. The wicked don't follow the Torah. Psalm 119, verse 53, verse 85, and verse 150. Whore has taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake Your Torah. The proud have digged pits for me which are not after Your Torah. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from Your Torah. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 4. They that forsake the Torah praise the wicked. Those who don't follow the Torah, their prayers are an abomination to Yahweh. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15 and verse 23. But it will come to pass if you will not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim to observe and to do all His commandments, that all these curses will come upon you. And one of the curses is, and your heaven that is over your head shall be brass, that's judgment, and the earth that is under you shall be iron. Now Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9. He that turns away his ear from hearing the Torah, even his prayer shall be an abomination. So now, this being part two of a teaching entitled, What is Torah? We have clearly shown what the Torah is, that we are saved by grace through faith, that Yeshua is the lawgiver. We love Him by keeping His commandments. So now we understand, as a believer in Yeshua as the Messiah, we need to express our faith in Him by following the Torah. Now we come to the question, since we see that we are to follow the Torah, whose Torah are we going to believe? Is it going to be the Torah of the rabbis? The rabbi's Torah is that the oral law is above the written law. The oral interpretation of the written by the rabbis. Is that the Torah that we are to follow? Or are we to follow the Torah of Yeshua? First, let's look at what the Torah of the rabbis is. Now, in the first century, there was a sect of Jews known as the Pharisees. And it was the Pharisaical sect that ended up writing the Talmud, which is the oral law, and today the overseers and the administrators of the Talmud are rabbis. So the ancient Pharisees became rabbinical Judaism. From the Wikipedia encyclopedia, the Pharisees, from the Hebrew parashim, from parash meaning to separate, were, depending on the time, a political party, a social movement, and a school of thought among Jews that flourished during the Second Temple era, from 536 BC to 70 AD. After the destruction of the Second Temple, Pharisaic Judaism came to be known as Rabbinic Judaism and then simply Judaism. The Pharisees were an ancient sect of Judaism. They existed during the time of Rabbis Hillel the Elder and Shammai and during the time of Jesus. They are the direct predecessor to what eventually became known as Rabbinic Judaism. In contrast to other Jewish groups of the time, such as the Sadducees, the Pharisees held that the books of the Tanakh, that is the Hebrew Bible, seen by Rabbinic Judaism as the written Torah, have always been transmitted in parallel, they teach, with an oral tradition. They pointed as proof to the text of the Torah itself, where they said many words were left undefined and many procedures mentioned without explanation or instruction. The reader is assumed to be familiar with the details from other sources. This parallel set of material was originally transmitted orally and became known as the oral law. By the year 200, much of this material was edited together in the Mishnah, which is the core document of Rabbinic Judaism. From the book of Genesis and the introduction on page 41, they explain that Rabbinic Judaism teaches that the oral law was given and taught at Mount Sinai. The oral law was taught in its entirety to Moses during his 40 days and 40 nights in heaven. The rabbis teach that the Talmud was given at Mount Sinai. This is from the Midrash Rabbah, volume 6, and page 736. This is the Sanchino Midrash Rabbah. They were all given to Moses on Sinai, and they contain statutes and ordinances, Torah, Mishnah, Talmud, and Haggadah. The rabbis teach that the oral law, or the Mishnah, is greater than written scripture. The Midrash Rabbah, volume 6, page 613. The Mishnah, which is greater than the scripture, or written scripture. The rabbis teach that they are above written Torah. From the Midrash Rabbah, volume 9, page 32. The injunction of the scribes or the rabbis are more beloved than even those of the Torah or the written Torah. As is explained, if a man says there is no command to put on phylacteries, thus transgressing a precept of the Torah, that's the written Torah, he's not subject to a penalty according to the written Torah. But if he says that there are five compartments in the phylacteries, transgressing a ruling or an injunction of the rabbis, he is subject to a penalty, according to Rabbinic Judaism. The rabbis teach that you should follow them even if they say right is left and left is right. The Sanchino Midrash Rabbah, volume 9, page 33. The words of the scribes, as it is written, according to the Torah which they will teach you, Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 11. It does not say which the Torah will teach you, but which they will teach you. Nor does it say according to the judgments which it shall tell you, but which they shall tell you. you shall not turn aside from the sentence which they shall declare unto you to the right nor to the left. If they tell you that the right hand is right and the left hand is left, then listen to them. But if they tell you that the right hand is left and the left hand is right, still listen to them. Now, in Rabbinic Judaism, or the oral law, washing your hands is required. It's a mandate of Rabbinic Judaism. From the Torah Anthology, Volume 17, page 32, ritual washing of both hands before a meal containing bread is mandatory, even if your hands are immaculate or they don't need washing. And it's explained in the Talmud, in Berachot 19a, that you could be excommunicated from Rabbinic Judaism for not washing your hands before you eat. Rabbi Joshua ben Levi further said, in 24 places we find that the Beit Din, that's the rabbinical court, inflicted excommunication for an insult to a teacher, and they are all recorded in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer asked him where. He replied, "We'll see if you can find them." So he went and examined and found three cases. One of a scholar who threw contempt on the washing of hands. Another of one who made derogatory remarks about scholars after their death. And a third of one who made himself too familiar towards heaven. It was Eleazar, son of Hanak, who raised doubts about the washing of hands. And when he died, the Beit Din, or the rabbinical court, sent and had a large stone placed on his coffin to teach you that if a man is excommunicated and dies in his excommunication, the Beit Din stones his coffin. This is the background we need to have to understand what's happening in Luke chapter 11, verses 37 through 39, where Yeshua is sitting down to have dinner with the Pharisee. Now, according to oral law, according to Pharisaic understanding, you must wash your hands before you eat. And in sitting down to eat with this Pharisee, the Pharisee believed that Yeshua is a Jew who follows Pharisaic and that what they would regard as Judaism. It is written, Luke 11, verse 37, "And as he spake, a certain Pharisee besought him to dine with him, and he went in and sat down to eat. And when the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. And so Yahweh said, Now do you Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup," that means doing something externally, "and the in the platter, but your inward part," that's the heart, "is full of ravening and wickedness." So you can see here that the Pharisee was astonished. He marveled that Yeshua didn't wash his hands before he ate. In other words, didn't follow rabbinic Judaism or the oral law. So we can see in this that Yeshua, being the lawgiver, James chapter 4, verse 12, that being the lawgiver, he came to give the correct interpretation of the Torah, that is to fulfill it, and he didn't come to give the incorrect interpretation, which is to destroy it. And so Yeshua did not at all times follow rabbinic Judaism or the oral law. So the Yeshua, being the lawgiver, following and doing what the rabbis said to do at all times is not his definition of following the Torah. And what then is Yeshua's definition of following the Torah? Following biblical Torah is following the Torah of the lawgiver, that is Yeshua, following his written instructions that we have, called the Bible, called the Hebrew Scriptures, and the written Torah is to be written on our hearts, and we are to follow the written Torah through the help, instruction, and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Yeshua is the lawgiver. James chapter 4, verse 12. There's one lawgiver who is able to save. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 22. Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our king. He will save us. The one that saves us is our lawgiver. The Torah is the will of Yahweh. Psalm 40, verse 8. I delight to do your will, O my God. What is His will? Your Torah is within my heart. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, that is, if we ask anything according to His Torah, He hears us. So, if He's already told us in His Torah, this is what His will is for us, and we pray and ask for that will, He will always give us what He has already told us that He wants us to do. The new covenant or the renewed covenant is the Torah written upon our hearts. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33. But this will be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Yahweh. I will put my Torah in their inward parts and write it in their hearts. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 8. For finding fault with them. Notice it doesn't say He found fault with the Torah. He found fault with them. He found fault with the hearts of the people who received the Torah. He said, behold, the days come, says Yahweh, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Yahweh. I will put my Torah into their mind and write it in their hearts. The Holy Spirit is given to help us to walk in the Torah. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 and 27. A new heart will I give you. A new spirit will I put within you. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. That is why Paul writes and explains in Romans chapter 7, verse 22, that he delights in the Torah of God after the inward man. The inward man is renewed. It is the Torah written upon our hearts with the help and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Paul delights in the Torah after this. So, we are to follow the Torah of the God of Israel, but whose Torah do we believe? Does following Torah mean we follow Rabbinic Judaism? Does following Torah mean we convert to Judaism, which requires you, if you are honest, to reject Yeshua? Is that the Torah we should follow? Or are we to follow the Torah of the lawgiver, Yeshua, who's given us written instruction, wrote the Torah on our heart by the Holy Spirit, and has given us the fivefold ministry of Ephesians in chapter 4 and verse 11, who helps to instruct us through the knowledge of Yeshua and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, how to walk and to follow that Torah. Well, it's the Torah of Yeshua that we are to walk in. And Yeshua's Torah is to be kept forever. Psalm 119, verse 44. So shall I keep your Torah continually, forever and ever. I pray that this teaching has been a blessing to you. Remember always these words from 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6. He who says he abides in Him, he who says he's a believer in Yeshua as the Messiah, ought himself to walk, that means to live our lives, even as he walked. And how did Yeshua walk or live his life? He said in John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Shalom in Yeshua the Messiah. Amen.